Hi, I'm Ian DeLisi, and this is The Secret Ingredient. This week, Detroit Free Press restaurant critic Lindsey Green reveals the Detroit Free Press Metro Detroit Chevy dealer's 10 best new restaurants, and today she discusses the top five restaurants on her list. Okay, Lindsey, here we are to talk about the top five restaurants, and I wanted to clarify one quick thing. So tomorrow, we'll be talking about Restaurant of the Year. That is not included on this list. So can you quickly tell us what, in case people want to know, what's the difference between the number one spot and Restaurant of the Year?
Yeah, so the number one spot is just the best in town. You know, it just really stands out above the rest. And, you know, in some cases, in this year it is a new restaurant, but in some cases it doesn't necessarily have to be a brand new restaurant. So that's why we sort of separate things. This is just the restaurant or the space that stands out from the rest in terms of, you know, culinary excellence, ambiance, service. It does it all, and it does it all perfectly.
All right, wonderful. So let's get to number, we did 10 through 6 yesterday. We're going to start at number 5 today.
So we've got Petty Cash, which is on the west side of Detroit. It's over on Livernois. This comes from the Bartell family. They're also behind Cuzzo's, which a lot of people know. It's a Black-owned space. We've got Chef Dom in the kitchen, and what he's doing is really great. He's bringing these sort of eclectic flavors to soul food in a way, you know. And I shouldn't say soul food because it's not just that. He's really bringing a Mediterranean influence. He's got lots of Caribbean flavors on the menu. It's just this really diverse influence that he has, and really delicious food. I mean, he makes some lamb ribs with pomegranate seeds. That's just, I mean, I still think about that today.
All right, let's get to number 4.
We've got Bassan. They are in downtown Detroit, and they're coming from the guys behind Grey Ghost, which a lot of people love and know. They're in the Eddie Stone Apartments lobby, and so that means they're right by Little Caesars Arena, so it's really exciting to have a new space there. They've got some Asian ingredients that they use throughout the space, both in terms of cocktails and on their food menu. They used to have a bologna bao bun. They don't have it anymore, but it's kind of a nod to that bologna at Grey Ghost. So, yeah, that's a fun one.
All right. How about number 3?
We've got EM, or Employee Meal, in Birmingham. It's a new Mexican restaurant in Birmingham, which is kind of surprising when you think of Mexican. Obviously, we look to Southwest Detroit. But what they're doing there is really, really special. It's inspired by the concept of the staff meals that the workers would serve. And so they'd make this food for each other, and they decided to create a restaurant where they could share their authentic family recipes with the public, and with a community, again, that doesn't really have Mexican cuisine over there. And so it's a really great, lively, energetic space. They've got Latin music that's kind of booming. There are photos of the staff's family that hang all around the space. Just a really special tribute to Mexican cuisine. And they've got dishes that you don't really see in other Mexican restaurants. They've got aguachile, which is really special, and ceviche, which, again, these are things that you don't see very much on other Mexican restaurant menus.
All right, how about number 2?
We've got Kung Fu Bros Dumplings, and they are in Westland. So this is a kind of a surprising one, because Westland doesn't show up on these lists very often. Mm-hmm. And so it's what they're doing there is really great. It's super authentic Chinese food from northern China. The mother of the owner, she's the one who's making the dumplings at the front of the restaurant. You can just watch her hand making dumplings. His uncle is hand pulling noodles in the back. Everything is made from scratch there, and you can see it happening. They make their own chili oil in-house, which is really delicious. And I had a bowl of lamb soup there that just, again, just outstanding. It's a very unassuming place that you wouldn't typically expect, but what they're doing there is really special.
Okay, Lindsey, what's in the number one spot?
We've got Bar Pigalle. Bar Pigalle is in Brush Park. They are one that I think people are really excited about. It is French-inspired. It's a really sort of swanky feeling space. It really feels beautiful in there, but you can also go for a really great burger. I mean, their burger is the best in town. I will make that claim.
That's a big one.
It's very true. But they're also doing things like, you know, frog legs, and they've got great oysters, and they've got cocktails that are phenomenal, and they've got a wine program that is robust and you know, really stand out. So just all in all, from service to atmosphere to food to drinks, they are the number one spot.
And we're not going to be able to get in there now.
Sorry.
All right, Lindsay, thank you so much for giving us the top five today. And tomorrow will be Restaurant of the Year, and this will be the standout restaurant in your experience over the last year or so.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
Lindsay.
Excited to share it.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Tomorrow on Culture Shift, Lindsay Green reveals Restaurant of the Year. You can read her column covering Detroit's best restaurants at freep.com/ROI. For WDET, I'm Ann DeLisi.